With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on an Israeli strike that claimed the lives of at least 10 Syrian nationals in Lebanon.
The strike in Nabatieh province is among the deadliest in Lebanon since the Hezbollah militant group and Israeli military started trading strikes on October 8th, a day after Hamas attacked southern Israel and sparked the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. Hezbollah later announced that it retaliated by launching a barrage of rockets at the northern Israeli community of Ayelet HaShahar. On the Israeli side, around 22 soldiers and more than two dozen civilians have been killed. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The Harris campaign says it is open to scheduling a second presidential debate this fall if everything falls together. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Vice President Kamala Harris's team favors a second debate with Donald Trump sometime in October. But that matchup appears to be contingent on the GOP nominee participating in the already scheduled September 10 debate with Harris. A spokesperson for the Harris campaign said if Trump follows through with the first debate, then the American people will have another opportunity to see the vice president and Donald Trump on the debate stage in October. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Republicans are launching an investigation into Democrat vice presidential nominee Tim Walz.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer says the committee is looking into Walz's work related to China. He said Americans deserve to understand how deep Walz's relationship with China goes. He visited China more than 30 times.
As correspondent Tayshia Stevens, U.S. stocks drifted higher as Wall Street coasted to the close of its best week since November on Friday. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% of its value, extending its winning streak to a seventh consecutive day. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in North Carolina.
A franchisor who owns several IHOPs in the state has agreed to pay $40,000 in a settlement with a cook who had refused to work on Sundays because of his Christian faith. The company accommodated him for a few months, but when new management took over, the man was told he'd have to work Sundays. He refused and was fired. The Supreme Court has ruled repeatedly that employers must accommodate workers' religious convictions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Liberal activists are complaining that the city of Grants Pass, Oregon, has voted to limit where homeless people can camp in public places. In fact, the city has an overnight shelter for adults, the Gospel Rescue Mission, with nearly 140 beds. But homeless activists complained about the mission's rules, which include a ban on alcohol and drugs and daily attendance at worship services. Grants Pass officials say plans are in the works for city-run shelters. This is SRN News. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bipartisan package of 10 bills to crack down on retail theft that's been running out of control. These comments on KGO TV.
They will address the challenges that are well outside the purview of previous initiatives and laws like Prop 47, and that's the issue of organized retail theft, the issue of serial theft. The issue that is front and center in the consciousness of so many Californians.
The package includes some of the most consequential laws to tackle professional crime rings in years. President Biden on Friday designated a national monument at the site of the deadly 1908 race riot in Springfield, Illinois.
We're allowing history to be written what happened. So our children, our grandchildren, everybody understands what happened. Yes. And what could still happen. Matter of fact, something happened here similar recently.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.